What's going on, guys? Zach Daddy here, along with my co-host Kratos.
What up?
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast.
Rage.
Episode 11 this week, guys. We are moving and shaking and shaking and moving and jiggling all over because we fat. Yes, I brought that back up because that shit just stuck with me. What's going on with you tonight, man?
Oh, man, it's been a lazy day. Usually is on Tuesdays. It's my Friday before I have to go to work today. It's my Friday. It's like, yes, chill out.
Yes. Dude, today is my fucking Monday, and it has been entirely... Well, you already know some of the problems we've been having, and that is coming up.
Yes.
I am so... It's been one of those days for me. Like, I think Limp Bizkit summed it up perfectly with the song Break Stuff.
Yes.
I love that part.
My favorite part is when he goes,
Break your fucking face tonight. Yes!
I love that.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I always wait
for that part in the song. I'm like, yeah. Break your fucking face tonight.
I think that is going to be my jam out song tonight. I think I'm just gonna fucking, you know, load up the surround sound and just open the windows and blare that song. And let everybody know what kind of day I had today. I did read some good books, but I mean, I don't know. That's a good drink. Well,
it's a very tasty drink. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It is a Jim Beam, Jacob's Ghost, and Sprite.
Want to know what I'm drinking?
I'm going to go with water.
You're partially correct.
Oh, is there scotch in there, but holding the scotch?
Yeah. You got it, man. I'm trying these. I don't really care for it though. But they were on sale for $4 or $5. These hint water things that's supposed to be like flavored water, but there's like no sugar added or anything like that. It's like all natural flavor. It tastes like extremely watered down juice.
Oh.
The first one I had was a watermelon one. You can barely taste the watermelon. It just tasted like extremely watered down watermelon. I'm drinking the kiwi, the strawberry kiwi right now. It's not too bad. The flavor is a little bit better, but still, it's like, eh.
I don't know, man. I think at that point, it's just best to go with straight water.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna drink the ones I got. I'm not gonna get them again. I'd rather just go straight from the tap than pay for these things.
No. Invest in a pure water filter.
I have one of those.
Oh, God, dude, I love that thing.
Yeah, me too.
I've got two of them in the fridge, so I never run out of fresh, filtered, cold water.
We have the one that's right on the tap. We don't have the jug thing.
Shit. Maybe I should get one of those for the tap and then fill up my one for the fridge, too, with that. I can have double filtered water.
Double filtered water. Filtered waterception.
That's right. All right, moving into topics tonight, we are bringing up TMNT Out of the Shadows once a fucking again. We have the...
You're not praising it.
Oh, no. There's... Oof. We'll get to there. It's going to be a rage moment. We have the PS4 and the X-Bone release dates, which I'm sure everybody has heard of because they released them this week or this previous week, and, you know, this is the time where we get to sit down and actually talk about it. And then RoboCop, the trailer dropped, I think, what, 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, wouldn't you know it, we have words of wisdom from Mr. Meowth this week.
Did he accept my challenge?
He did.
Yes!
He did, in fact. Let me pull it up real quick here. Alright, here we are. It says, greetings, men. I must apologize for my absence this week. I was training a sea lion to spank a monkey.
Okay, you get an exception this time.
That better be on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I better get a link to that.
I want to see that on YouTube.
I mean, there's just so many ways you could take that, and either way, it's going to be funny. I accept your challenge for two words of wisdom, and we'll start things with the words of the day. Badonkadonk and thunder cunt. I'm already starting to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let's see what he has to say about those words.
Here we go. There was a woman who I had the sweaty hots for. She was almost better than anything bacon wrapped or twist fried. Almost. Anyway, I took my time to get to know her and had an appreciation for her badonkadonk. It was robust and I'm sure as juicy as a golden peach. She sometimes gave off this thunder cunt vibe. Especially when I asked personal questions, but I didn't care. She was probably having a bad day that week. We would chat here and there, and I loved our time together. But one day I decided I was going to insist we graduate to a new level of friendship. A closer relationship that could only be described as a poetic love affair. I moved in for the kill. I wore my best cologne, even. And what happens? She stares at me. Nothing to say. It was then I realized I was drunk this entire time. My luscious love bunny was not real. She was, in fact, a plastic blow-up companion thing. And that's when I decided dunking my shake-and-bake breaded bacon strips in my spiked coffee like wannabe donut wafer biscottis was no longer a good idea. The moral of the story? Too much of a good thing might just mess with your brain in a rational, unconventional way. Lol.
Oh, man.
Food for thought, Mr. Jack Me Off.
Alright.
Oh. Oh. I feel much better now.
Yes,
I needed that laugh. I needed that laugh. Mm. Okay. Wow. I mean, that's gonna stick with me for a while here. Plastic companion. Plastic blow-up companion thing. Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Meowth. I surely enjoyed the laugh, and I'm glad to see you're back. And I am hoping to see that sea lion one day spank a monkey.
Yes.
That has to happen.
I'm very happy he's back.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just empty without him last week.
Last week it was just, you know, it threw us off our game. We were just, where's he at? Oh, no.
Yeah. Just wasn't the same.
No, it was not. All right, well, how about we move into this fucking atrocity TMNT out of the shadows.
Well, we tried to do the multi, like we told you guys, we're going to do the multiplayer of this game and post it on YouTube once a day. Oh, after an hour of trying to figure this shit out, we found out that there's a problem with the game's multiplayer, that it's the known issue and they haven't fixed it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been over a fucking week and the game hasn't been patched yet. Local co-op, I assume, works just fine, but obviously we need online. Because yes. You're not going to get two fat guys sitting behind one monitor.
Yes.
It's just not going to happen.
Especially when they live 3 days apart.
Yeah, that's right. It's just not going to happen. So I'm sure that shit works just fine. But when you're trying to online multiplayer through Steam, well, they just didn't finish the game. You can't connect.
No matter how much you try.
Yeah. I mean, just... I don't know what they were doing.
How many frustrating times you try.
Yeah. Yeah, we sat there for an hour just trying to figure it out, then we figured out what was going on, and we tried for, like, what, another 30 minutes just to... So fucking... Like, what the fuck, man? I promised people!
Yeah.
I made a promise! I fucking hyped it up like crazy! Dude, I fucking made a badass... You know, video placeholder thingy. We were going to do face cam, and it was going to be glorious, and it was going to be daily, and... You know, I handed everything over to Activision, and I said, you know, this company, they've done a lot for us in the past, you know, and obviously this is the publisher, not the developer, but, you know, when you put a big name like Activision on there... You kind of tend to lean towards them more because they're the ones that have their name on it, and you're the, you know, those are the guys that are supposed to make sure that this shit is ready to go with no major issues.
Yeah.
And I handed it over to them. I handed it over and said they did great. You know, they picked up this game, they decided to go with it, it has online multiplayer... And it's fucking broken. I mean, I can't bitch too much because it was only $15, but I can bitch because that was $15 that is pretty much fucking useless right now because I bought it for the online multiplayer. Sure, I can play it by myself, but that's not as fun.
Yeah.
I can play it with someone else and be like, ha 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 ha, nah, nah.
See?
So, like, it's just $15 that now I'm sitting on, wasted, fucking doing nothing. I'm not gonna play this game. I mean, I can, but I don't want to. I wanted it just to play with Kratos here. Like, that was the whole thing. It's like, it's that childhood reminiscence. I get to do it with someone else. And we get to have fun, and then we get to share it to everybody else, and they can enjoy it, you know, if they enjoy such things as our vulgarness, and us being on camera, and I really anticipated having this game, like, we probably, as far as I know, it's $15, so you can't expect too much gameplay. Dude, seriously, you could probably get this game done in, like, 2-3 hours.
Yeah. I figured
there
can't be too much.
Yeah. I mean,
I still can't believe it's $15.
No, no. So, I mean, anybody that is completely fine with going and playing by themselves, go buy it. I mean, it's $15, but if you're wanting online multiplayer, you better fucking wait. Oh, and guys, let me clarify this real quick. It's $15 on PC.
So it's more on other consoles?
I think it was $30 on consoles. Actually, let me look it up real quick. Let's see. The game... Oh my god, dude. I'm just looking it up and I'm seeing all these reviews pop up. 1.5 stars. We haven't even got to fucking play the game yet. Oh my god. Oh. Alright, here we go. Let's see here. Okay. PC. Well, Xbox Live download, $15. And $15 on PC. That's it. It didn't come out on, so maybe I was wrong. But give it to fucking GameStop. For some reason, this game's got a 7.4.
Because they got some readout.
So, it's just a big fucking mess. I haven't even got to play the game yet. I'm refusing to play the fucking game because I want to experience it on multiplayer. You know, I'm sure the story is not going to fucking change. I just have help now.
Yeah. I can see how it would be a little repetitive, though, because I played it for a little bit while we were trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
And I could see how it would get only, like, 1 star, because it was a bit repetitive. It was the same thing over and over again. It was like, you beat this group of people, you move a little bit, and then you have to beat this group of people, then you move a little bit, then you have to beat this group of people. It's like the same thing over and over again.
So are we, judging by the little bit that you played, I mean, obviously I said, fuck it, I'm not playing because I only want to play the game once. I think this game is not going to have any replay value.
If it
does have replay value, I'll be fucking shocked.
No, it definitely won't.
But does it remind you of like the old school TMNT arcade games? Like that little bit that you played.
I never played them.
Oh my god, dude. Okay, so what you're describing to me, it sounds exactly like that. Like you just moved down a little bit and like it's basically a scrolling platformer. Obviously, back in the day, that's what most games were. And you would fight this group, you know, and then you move on to the next section and you fight this group and then you move on to the next section and you fight this group. And eventually you make it all the way down to the end level and then you get to fight like Rocksteady or Bebop or, what the fuck is his name? Craig. Craig, Craig, Krang, Krang, Krang.
Krang.
Thank you.
Krang.
or Shredder. And, dude, I fucking absolutely love those games. And if it is a throwback, it could be interesting just to see how they did it. But at the same time, I'm already hating that it's fucking broken.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't fix this. I did. Blah, blah, really? Like, it just. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I got for these guys.
How did you not fix it upon launch?
Yeah. I mean, how did you not know the fucking ports were not open for Steam yet?
Yeah.
Like, you guys did not fucking connect anything, so players on Steam can't connect to each other. As far as I know, on Xbox Live, local co-op is fine. And I didn't even see a fucking option for local co-op on here. But again, I didn't jump into the game. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm
I'm at a loss for words on this one.
Yeah, it's like you guys released a game, it's broken and you still released it. And then within a week, you haven't fixed it. I'm sorry, but you're losing credibility as we speak. People are going to see this and say, oh, so, you know, the next game you come out with, I have to worry about it breaking? So you're not going to hit those sales the first week or the first month. Or the second month, or the third month. People are going to wait until, you know, one of their dumbass friends buys a game and says, okay, guys, it's finally fixed.
And plus, it's based off the Nickelodeon TV show, which I didn't know about I thought it was just a standalone game.
Yeah, you know, I paid somewhat attention, and I did see the Nickelodeon logo on, like, you know, the wallpapers and stuff like that, and I was like, okay, well, you know what? Nickelodeon does kind of own the rights to it right now, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe they're just saying, hey, go ahead and make a game. But yeah, until I saw that flash screen of the, like, that's the first opening fucking flash screen, or splash screen. And I was like, oh my god, it's really Nintendo. I mean, Nintendo, Jesus Christ. Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, okay, this could get interesting. Dude, and it's supposed to be good. Like, they built it on the Unreal Engine. So we're talking great fucking controls, great fucking combat.
I didn't see that.
Oh, God. That scares me. That scares me.
like I told you while I was playing it, one of the moves that I was playing as Michelangelo, and one of the moves he kept doing was when the people would get, like, because you can knock them out and they fall to the ground.
Right.
And if you walk over to them, he does, like, a pickup move.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if, like, the animation is broken or something, but he, like, picks them up by the dick.
No, that's that new move. It's called the dick grab because I'm gay.
He, like, reaches down and grabs him by the dick and lifts him up. I'm inclined to think that it's not a broken animation because their body kind of slumps in a way that he's grabbing them down there. So I'm like,
maybe they were thinking, you know, grab him by, like, the belt or something. But when they coded it, they just coded it, like, 3 inches too low. Oh, God.
And then the other thing he kept doing is when you take them down, they say the same thing over and over again. Guys, I just took out a purple dragon. Guys, I just took out a purple dragon.
Really?
And it was like 3 in a row, back to back, that I took out because they were so close to being taken. Like, you know, you, like, wear them down or whatever.
Right.
I took out 3 of them, like, back to back. And it was like, guys, I took out a purple dragon. Guys, I took out a purple dragon. Guys, I took out a purple dragon. I was like, okay, I think I'm done with this.
This is not looking good. This is not looking good. And I look, when they fix multiplayer, obviously we're going to go back in and we're going to go ahead and play through this. I still want to play it, even though I'm not liking what I'm hearing and everything that's going on. I still want to play this game. That, and I spent $15 on it. I'm sure as hell going to fucking play it. I'm going to get my $15 worth.
Give me my $15.
Either they're going to give it back to me, or I don't know. I got nothing. They're going to fix it, or they're going to give me back my money.
Yeah.
Because I didn't buy it for single-player campaign. Not this one. There's plenty of other games that I can play single-player campaign that I need to get cracking on. So, yeah, there's that. But I will do this for our community. I started it Sunday night. I missed Monday. Because, today was just a bad day. So, while y'all are listening to this now, on Tuesday, I missed Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I am going to try and make an attempt to stream live for y'all. Starting roughly 4 p.m. Central, and I'll play for about an hour, hour and a half. So, Batman. Yes, I started Batman. I finally figured out all the kinks and quirks that was taking over my computer. I finally got it the way I want. So I am playing Arkham Asylum, and I will eventually make it to Arkham City. And I'm gonna try and do this as much as possible. around the same time every day, just to kind of save face for all of this hype that we built up and then just dropped because, well, thank you, Activision.
Yes, thank you very much, you fucking fuckers.
So I will try and make it up to the community by streaming at least every day this week at about 4 p.m. Central, and then I will try and work out a schedule. I mean, that may actually work out. Obviously, it can't work out all the time because we have editing and recording and all that stuff to do, but I will try and work it out to where I stream once a day, Monday through Friday. And we'll do this in preparation of Arkham Origins. Because I'm looking forward to that game.
Me too.
And I'm not just blowing smoke, even though I am smoking a cigarette right now. I'm not blowing smoke on this one. I know I've said, oh, I need to get into live streaming. I need to get into live streaming, blah, blah, blah. I need to get back into it. No, I'm back into it. I'm dedicating an hour, a minimum an hour every day to make up for this fucking bullshit.
If I could, I would too.
And I will play at least all of Arkham Asylum on Twitch TV or twitch.tv/Zach_daddy, and I will get this game done. And then I'll push some highlights to YouTube for everybody to check out. And if they can't make it, you know, they can always check the archives. So that's what I can do. And that's what I plan on doing. So that's what we're going to do.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
That's right. All right. Well, enough of this bullshit. Let's move into PS4 and Xbox release dates. We have the PlayStation 4 release date of November 15th. 2 weeks before Black Friday. And 1 week before the X-Bone comes out on November 22nd. Not bad.
Yeah. Hey, can you jump ahead of the X-Bone? Because it doesn't want to get boned.
Well, when first everything was coming out, PS4 was said to be coming out 2 weeks after the X-Bone.
I wonder why they upped it.
I'm not sure. It was like a shocker to me. It was supposed to like to come out the 29th or something. I was like, what?
Why would they come out in December though?
What do you mean?
Wouldn't December be like the mid-December be like the more? I guess November because it'll give people time to get the money together to get one. For Christmas?
Yeah, well, they're probably also expecting that big holiday rush. Oh, I gotta get one for my kids. My kids will hate me if I don't get them one. Look, yeah. If you're that type of parent, I'm sorry. If you get one because you want one and you just don't give a shit, or if you get one for your kids just for, you know, Christmas, that's great. I'm all for that. That's a great fucking gift. Let me tell you how many times I would fucking scrub my toilet if I got that Christmas morning as a kid. But if you're one of those parents that, oh, I have to do it, I'll do anything for it, you're fucking crazy. Like, you've fallen into that holiday trap.
Yeah.
But I think the reason they're doing it November and is because of Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know places like Walmart, Target, and, you know, Best Buy, they're all, you know, even Kmart, they're gonna put those bundles together to where you really think you're saving money and you're not. But that'll push sales even harder, is that Black Friday. Like, I expect day one people who have already purchased their day one, they're gonna play day one. But then there's people who are waiting for Black Friday who are going to go fight the fucking crowds to get this shit on a bundle deal they think is worth it, which is actually not even worth it.
Yeah.
And I laugh at those people. I refuse to go out on Black Friday. I think it is the stupidest American holiday ever.
Yes, I have never gone out on Black Friday, and I never will.
I hate even
having... My sister and my sister-in-law always try to get me to go out with them, and I'm like, it's not worth it. It's plainly not worth it.
No, it's not.
I'm not going to waste my time standing in line and all this kind of shit just to get a deal on some product. Maybe some of their deals are kind of worth it. Like, sometimes they have some really good deals on, like, TVs and shit like that. But for, like, all the rest of, for, like, non-big items, it's usually just a little bit off, and it's really not worth it.
Right, right. Now, you know, I have family that will stay up until midnight, and they're like, oh, I gotta make it to the store by midnight. Because they open for Black Friday. And this is Thanksgiving night. It's like, really? You're going to stay up till midnight, and instead of, like, hanging out with family that's already there, you're just going to be like, okay, it's 11:30, let's pack up and leave, let's go. Really? Yeah. Like, what are you going to buy? It obviously is not that good. I mean, I've never seen, like, a major purchase on a Black Friday for my family. It's like, why do you go?
Yeah. My sister-in-law do it every Thanksgiving. They go out. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. You've been going around all day doing the Thanksgiving thing with your family, eating all the food. You're probably exhausted. And now you're going to go shopping, fight through people to go shopping?
Yeah.
Yeah. when did you smoke that crack pipe? I don't remember seeing a crack pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand it, and it this year will be another year that I will not participate. So I think that's why they're doing it, is to get that Black Friday push. You know, all the people going out and trying to get that better deal. I mean, look, it's brand fucking new. How good of a deal do you expect to get? They're gonna knock off 50 cents. That's it.
Yeah.
They may knock off 50 cents every $50.
You know, the thing they do is they mark it up and then knock it off.
Yeah.
So they're marking these items up, and then they're knocking five, marking up 10, and then marking up down 5. It's like, so you're like, you're not saving anything.
No. It's just like GameStop. You can go online and get a used game for $15, or you can go to GameStop and get it for $20. They mark their shit up. And when they have those great fucking deals, you know, the buy two, get ones, if you look at their games, they're marked up. You can peel off that top sticker, and the price was lower than the price that's on the top layer, which is, you know, $5-$10 more. They're going to make their money. They're going to. And these stupid Hallmark holidays and Black Fridays and Super Savers, and it's just stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And I know it's early to talk about this shit, but That's exactly why Sony and Microsoft are doing this, is to get in on that sale, to make people think, hey, you know, it's going to be out, you're going to get a good deal on it, you can pick it up now, or you can wait and save $5 when you're really not saving $5. Because some way or another, they're going to get you. Oh, you can buy this game and save 15% on the console. Well, what you don't realize is the fucking games that they're bundling it with have been marked up. You just think it's some great deal. They're going to make their money. Regardless.
Yeah.
Another piece of interesting news that actually hit today was the PS Vita TV. And this kind of, like, it blew my mind. Dude, it looks like a stab at Apple. Like, it's a small little box. It's $100, and it plays, you know, it's got the Hulu and the Netflix and the Crackles and, you know, the Crunchyrolls and all the normal PlayStation apps that you would find on your PS3. And then it's also got a small little port on the side for you to plug in your PS Vita games. And you can also use a DualShock. Well, for now, what they're saying is a DualShock 3. What are you doing over there?
My thing is why wouldn't you just use your PlayStation 3 or soon to be released PlayStation 4 instead of a PS Vita?
Well, no, I mean, that's not the only thing it's going to have.
But the thing is everything it has
that it will be on the PS4
is going to have.
Right.
So it's
minus the being able to play PS Vita games off this little TV box.
But you can do that with the PS4. You just link your can't you do that? Can't you link the PS Vita to the PS4 or
I think at that least was, with the I think that was
with the PS3 you could do that, I think you could.
Well, I think that was more along the lines of you can play your PS4 games on your Vita. I think that's how that's going to work.
I still think it's a waste.
I think it is, too. The only thing I see coming out of this that is a good thing is if you have multiple TVs in your house, but you only have one PS4, and say they're watching a movie on the Blu-ray player in the living room, and that's where your PS4 is. Well, you could, and this is what they're saying, you could go and turn on your PS4, but then go to another TV that has your PS Vita TV box hooked up to it, and play your PS4 game on a different TV that's actually not hooked up. That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that is kind of a waste of $100 because in all reality, how many times is that going to happen to where you need that extra TV?
Yeah.
Because you can't get on yours. Why? I mean, if that's going to be
such an inconvenience. If you have an extra TV, why wouldn't you just hook your PS4 to that TV?
Right. Right. So now you're spending an extra $100 just because you might have that possibility of playing on a different TV.
Yeah.
Release date on this is Japan only so far. They haven't released North America. It's going to be November 14th. I say it's the stupidest thing ever. I do like that it is basically a set-top box. You know, you can play your Netflix and your Hulu and all of that. But then you can also play the PS Vita games. The only problem is the highest resolution this thing supports is 1080i. I'm sorry, I live in a world where I like 1080p when I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
My gaming is different. My gaming, I play at 720. But I'm also looking at a smaller screen, and that smaller screen is only like a foot away from me, so I don't need to see all those crazy amounts of detail. I like 720 just fine for my gaming. But I don't know, man. Like, really? 1080i is the highest resolution this thing's going to support?
It's the Wii all over again.
It's the attack of Nintendo!
Nintendo's infecting everyone.
Yeah, I just don't... I don't...
Lower resolution going all around.
Like, everybody wants these fucking small TV-like boxes. Apple has one, Roku has one, Google tried it. Google has tried it at what? They had the Nexus Q? And now they have, what, like Chromecast or something? I don't know what. There was a Google TV box, there was the Nexus Q, that's what it was. And then there's Google Chromecast or something. Like, look, if you're looking for one of these boxes to replace, why don't you just build a small desktop that doesn't need much power, that doesn't require much RAM, that doesn't require a processor from the bowels of hell, and just you know, build a small computer that way. Then you can have fucking full internet, and you can still sign into all of these fucking services that you want. Yeah, granted, it's going to cost you more than $99, but at the same time, how much are you really looking for? I mean, you can get so much more out of a mini desktop than you can with these small boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, you might have to use a wireless keyboard and mouse.
Oh my god.
I don't know, man. To me, I'd rather build a small $300 mini desktop, you know, that you don't have to worry about. You just, it's there.
So would I.
You know, because then you have the opportunity to, let's say, family game night, and you fucking load up Ancon Arcade, and you play some Flash games with the family. You can play Papa's Freezeria, or Burgeria, or Hot Doggeria, or... God, I love those games. Hot Doggeria. Yeah, dude, some of those games, they're crazy fun. They're repetitive and a little boring, but, you know, if you break it down like I do and you make family time out of it, it's crazy fun. It's just good time fun. So why not build a small computer like that to be able to handle Flash games, maybe Minecraft, and, you know, that's really all you need. Like, if you're going to use it for family entertainment and you're not going to go the route of cable, why go with one of these, you know, small boxes? It's going to cost you $100 that you have to upgrade every fucking year because they come out with a new one every year. I can save you 3 years and you spend $300 and in 3 years you'll spend, what, maybe $50 to upgrade your RAM because you want a little bit more power out of it, or maybe you'll go another $300 and get a badass processor and motherboard out of it. Or shit, maybe even throw discrete graphics in there so you can up the family gaming into real full-fledged games. I just don't understand some of these people and why they feel the need for these little boxes. Like, now Sony's getting into this fucking game? Like, really? This doesn't make any sense to me. Why am I going to spend $100 on proprietary hardware that you control, that you dictate, that you tell me what I have to do, that you update on your... And I have to update. I just... Ugh. See, this is one of these... It's just one of those fucking days where I'm fed up and frustrated with all the bullshit, and I'm going to start nitpicking everything today. The only thing I'm not going to nitpick today is RoboCop. I'll let you do that.
Yes, I have my issues.
Because the trailer launched, 4 days ago, and I fucking loved it. It was awesome.
So did I. It looked badass. I'll give you that. It looked badass. He looks awesome with the black.
And the red beam.
Reference. Yeah, the reference you made.
He looks like a human and Kit made a child. He looks like a walking Kit.
And I love the fact that they swapped out the stupid Ford Taurus for a motorcycle. It's yes. Much more fitting for RoboCop. It made no sense that he was driving around in a Ford fucking Taurus.
No, it doesn't.
But my only thing that I saw from the trailer, I like how they kind of change the story a bit. The new story makes more sense from what I can see. You know, it looks more interesting. The thing I didn't like was when he became RoboCop, he had one human hand. I get that this is like kind of stupid nitpicking, and it's just one of those things that my OCD things. It's just like, why?
Yeah, it. You know what? I didn't even catch it.
I caught it right away. Like his whole body is metal except for his face and that one human hand. I'm like, why would you leave one of his hands human? I don't understand. It looked so out of place. I was like, I don't understand. It was like his arm is all metal, robotic, and then human hand. I'm like,
what? Well, maybe that's something they'll explain in the movie.
Hopefully they do. Because I was just like shocked. I'm like, why would they do this?
Yeah. Well, it still looks good.
No, I'll give you that. It looks fantastic. It looks like it's going to be a great new take on RoboCop.
And other than that hand, he still looks like a BAMF.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm digging the black.
I am too. When I was watching like production, well, not watching, when they were releasing like production photos and shit.
Yeah.
I thought he looked, a lot of people were saying he looked stupid with the new suit. I was like, I think he looks fucking awesome.
I like it.
Yeah, I love it. He looks like a Batman, like a robotic Batman. I was like, he looks awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? From this moment on, I'm going to call him Kitson. Because it's just, like, he looks like Kit, but he's...
Kit Jr.
He's, yeah. He can just walk instead of drive fast. Yeah. And if he wants to drive fast, he just hops on his motorcycle and it's bam, there he is.
What would be awesome is if the red beam went back and forth like Kit.
No, I thought it did. That's why I mentioned it.
Does it? I never noticed. I think I was paying too much attention to the human hand.
I'll have to watch it again, because I swear it went back and forth. I could be wrong. It's been a couple days since I've seen it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a great spin. It looks like a great reboot to the series. And you know what I would absolutely love? And I doubt they did it, but I would absolutely love if they had taken the script from Frank Miller's RoboCop.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't.
No, I doubt it. Because Frank Miller's takes place, like, much after.
Right, right.
So, and this is, like, a reboot, like, a new beginning of RoboCop. So, maybe, like, the next one will be, like, based off of Frank Miller's. Maybe by the time the next one comes out, Frank Miller's will be complete and they'll make a movie of it.
Yeah, we've still got, what, 7 months before Frank Miller's RoboCop is completed?
Yeah.
But wait, so that gives doesn't... Shouldn't it be about time for issue number 2? On the 11th?
Probably.
I don't remember if it comes out this week or next week.
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out on Comic Book Day.
Yeah. Comic Talk.
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. Nerd Raging. We should change that to Nerd Raging.
Or Raging Nerds. Nah, Comic Talk is good. It's good.
Yes.
All right, well, guys, I will actually put the link in the description for RoboCop for y'all to check out. It is a great trailer. If you have not checked it out already, I highly encourage you to do so. RoboCop Murphy looks like a fucking badass.
And he can thank me for showing it to him.
Yes.
I showed it to him and Tipster.
Yes, yes. Kratos was the one that said, guys, have you seen the new trailer? You need to see it. It's amazing. And I was like, oh my god, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
So that will be in the description. You will have to check that out. Enjoy it with all its glory and its fullness and just minus the human hand, and get over that. You know, now that, yeah, that Kratos here has pointed that out, I'm sure everybody's going to be like, god damn it, I saw the hand.
I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it. It's going to haunt my dreams.
You know, and it happens. It happens. You know, I didn't notice the hand. I would think I was too fixated on the Kit light.
And my OCD drew me right to the hand. I was like, what?
And yeah, I was like, oh, look at that shiny light. Shiny!
Shiny! Me like a shiny.
Me like a shiny! Me like a shiny!
Clapping the whole time. Me like a shiny!
So definitely, definitely check that out. It's going to be fucking... It looks like it's going to be a great movie. I will definitely be seeing that one in theater just because, well, I remember them being one of the RoboCop kids. I loved those movies, and now that I'm older, it's going to be,
I mean,
you know...
How can you not like it? It had such a great opening scene. The friggin' Murphy getting shot to hell.
Yeah. It was insane. It was... You know, I think for its time and my age, it was one of the most fucking violent things I've ever seen. It was like, what? What? Now he's a robot? This is awesome! So yes, I will be checking that out in theater to have that pastime memory relived. Along with, hey, it's RoboCop. I do enjoy RoboCop. You know, he is a badass already. This already looks like they're boosting him to a new scale of badass.
Yes.
But I think that is going to wrap it up for us tonight. So why don't you tell all the Rageites where they can reach us?
All right. As always, you can go to our website, allcapsrage.com. 2 P's.
Because we go pee-pee.
Oh, yeah. if you want to reach my co-host here, he's on Twitter, @Zach_daddy. And me, I'm on Instagram the most, @AllCapsRage_Kratos.
Yes. And then, as always, you can always, always submit a... email, or an email, if I want to use proper grammar here, to podcast@allcapsrage.com. You can leave a comment on the bloggy thingy and go from there, or you can be completely anonymous like our good friend, Mr. Meoff, which I will find out who this guy is. I'm counting the days of when I'm going to find out who this guy is. But you can always follow in his footsteps and go under the Contact Us page, fill out a fake name, fill out a fake email, make sure to say which podcast you're contacting, which is ACR, and fill in your comments. We'll read them on the show, we'll have a good laugh if it's funny, we'll cry if it's sad, we'll say fuck you if we don't like it, but it'll be there. And that is going to do it for this week's show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, let's bring out the trolls.
Keep going, guys.